example in all things, in every way, isn't it? He's our example. And so we ought to follow his steps. Now, we're going to have prayer tonight, but before we pray, I want to talk about some of the prayers of Jesus, he being our example. Some of the prayers of Jesus. Amen. You know, Pastor Denver brought out this morning that there will not be a revival unless there's true repentance. We've got to repent. Amen. We've got to repent. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap. Come on. And tell the devil he's a liar. Amen. Because God is faithful. Now, get these other glasses on here. I have a prayer for distance and a prayer for reading. I used to have a prayer. What do they call those? Progressive, I think. That you can get a prayer, that you should do both. And I need a prayer. Amen. Now, let's look at, in the book of Luke, chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. Luke chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. Hallelujah. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles. No, I need to read the 12th verse, right? All right, let's do it over. Luke chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called unto to him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom he called, or whom he named apostles. Let's pray. Father, God, we thank you for your love and mercy. Thank you for your kindness. Father, we've come tonight to praise, to honor, and to magnify, and to worship thee in spirit and in truth. Just have your way tonight, Lord God. Cleanse us through the washing of the water by the word. Let your perfect will be done in this service, Father. We thank and praise you for it, Master. In Jesus' name, and for the glory of God, let us all say amen. Amen. Now, Luke frequently showed Jesus praying, and particularly before major events in his ministry. So, just before Jesus chose the 12, he prayed all night. He talked to his Father all night. Him being our example, we need to follow his steps, don't we? We need to pray. If it ever was a time that God's people need to pray, it's now. Because we're living in the end time. And the Lord is coming soon. But the devil, we have an adversary. How many of y'all know that? Amen. Hallelujah. And we have to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. Amen. Walking and talking with God daily. All right. So he prayed all night before he... I got some homework for you. If you got a pencil and a piece of paper, I want you to write these scriptures down. It's where Jesus prayed. So we just going to look at a few of them tonight, but it's others that Luke wrote about. And when you get a chance, read these. If you got pencil and paper, write them down. Luke chapter 3, verse 21. Luke chapter 5, verse 16. Luke chapter 9, verses 18, 28, and 29. Luke chapter 11, verse 1. And then Luke chapter 22, verse 32, verse 40, and verse 46. As you get a chance to read those. All right? Now, Jesus prayed at Lazarus' tomb. You know, when Lazarus died, Jesus wasn't there. And he did that purposely. He stayed away purposely in order that the glory of God might be revealed. So when he came to the tomb, and let's look at John chapter 11, verses 32 to 44. You know, Martha said, "Master, if you had been here, our brother wouldn't have died." And then Mary told him the same thing. But verses 32 to 44, that is in John chapter 11, we're going to read that. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God is so good. He's good tonight, saints of God. 11 chapter verses 32 to 44. If you got it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right. 32 to 44. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, "Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died." When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in spirit and was troubled, and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said unto him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. Now, Jesus himself wept here, didn't he? Yes. Hallelujah. Thank God. He wept because the condition of the people. Then said the Jews, "Behold, how he loved him." And some of them said, "Could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died?" Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, "Take ye away the stone." Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, "Lord, by this time he stinketh." Been dead 4 days, Lord. By this time, he's stinking. We don't want to, no use in moving that stone, because there's trouble in behind that stone. That's what she thought. See? Hallelujah. Jesus said, wait a minute, what verse was I need to read, start 39, right? Jesus said, 39. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Jesus is so real. "Take ye away the stone." Jesus said, "Take ye away the stone." Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, "Lord, by this time he stinketh." And no doubt he was. "For he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said unto her, "Saith I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God?" It's nothing hard for God. Nothing too hard for, and nothing hard for God. Amen. To raise somebody from the dead is a light thing for Jesus. Amen. Very light thing for him to do. Hallelujah. Thank God. Glory. Now, what verse did I stop at? Thank you, Lord. See, you all helping me preach tonight. I need help at times. I don't preach a lot anymore, but the Bible say, "Be instant in season, out of season." Isn't that right? Be ready. And God wants us to be a witness everywhere we go. And you don't have to always be preaching. Isn't that right? But the main thing is to live holy, live a life, a holy life. God have called us to holiness. God have called us to purity. He called us to follow his steps. Hallelujah. And that means to live a holy and a sanctified life right here in this present and evil world. Hallelujah. Somebody said, thank you, Jesus. Somebody said, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Is God faithful?
Amen.
Well, tell him he's faithful.
Yes.
Do you love the Lord? Do you love the Lord?
Yes.
Tell him you love him. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 40, Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest have seen the glory of God. Believe. That's what he said. He's telling her to believe. If you believe, you'll see the glory of God. If you believe, something's going to take place that's going to make you happy. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, hallelujah. Listen to what Jesus said. Father, I thank thee. Jesus is praying here. Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And you know, God hears the prayers of his people.
Amen.
And he answers, doesn't he? Now he doesn't always answer us right away. When we pray, sometimes God say yes, sometimes he said no, and sometimes he said wait.
Amen.
And you know, we don't want to wait, do we?
On,
I mean, we wanted it yesterday.
Amen.
We wanted it last week. Hallelujah. But God knows best. Doesn't he? My God, he knows best. Some things, if God would give us, my God, we would be torn all to pieces, wouldn't we? So the Lord is looking out for his people because he loves us. God loves us with an everlasting love. Hallelujah. So let's praise the Lord, saints. Let's praise him. Let's magnify him. How many of y'all want to really see revival? Amen. And we want to see revival, but we're going to have to obey God. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. So we got something to do, haven't we? Said, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. God requires something of his people.
Amen.
Amen. Micah 6:8 says, what does the Lord require thee? But to do good. Read that verse for me, please. Micah 6:8. So God requires something of us. And this is a daily thing. This is not a once a week, or once a month, or once a year. This is daily what God requires of his children. He have showed the old man what is good, right? And what doth the Lord require of thee? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God.
Amen?
Amen? He showed us this. And hallelujah. We that love God, our desire is to do these things, to follow him, to please him. Amen. Because the devil is raging in the land today. But he's a liar. And he's the father of it. Amen. Now, let's see. Let me go back. What verse did I stop at? Somebody help me here. Huh? 42, all right. For I know that thou heardest me always. Jesus talking to his father. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. You know, a lot of people didn't believe that Jesus was sent from God. How many of y'all know that? And Jesus asked a question in Matthew chapter 16. Verse 13, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Who are they saying that I am? Some say that you're John the Baptist, but he wasn't John. Some say that you're Jeremiah. Isn't that right? Some say you're John. Some say you're Jeremiah. And some say you Elijah, right? Is that what but some say you're one of the prophets. They don't know which one, but we think he's one of the prophets. So whom do you say that I am? Simon Peter, that little impetuous man, that little nervous man, he spoke up and said, "Thou art the Christ. You're God's anointed. You're the Messiah. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Amen. Isn't that right? And Jesus said, "Flesh and blood, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah." Now, blessed art thou, Simon, son of Jonah. For flesh and blood have not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I will say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now the gates of hell are going to rise up against it, but the gates of hell cannot overcome. The gates of hell cannot subdue and hold the church down. Isn't that right? Jesus is building his church. Thank God. And we're members in that church. We're members in particular. We're stones in the building. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're on our way to heaven, and God wants us to enjoy the trip. Isn't that right? Thank God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we have the happy happies and the glad glads. And we have a right to have that. Why? Because we're children of the Most High God. And daily, Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and do what? Glorify the Father which is in heaven." Amen. The light is Jesus in us, shining in us and through us. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. And Jesus wants us to, hallelujah, he wants us to, he don't want to be ashamed to own us before men. If we're ashamed to own him before men, he's going to be ashamed to own us before his Father and his holy angels. I sure don't want him to be ashamed of me. I really don't. I don't want him to be ashamed of me. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. All right, I stopped at verse 42, right? And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." He called Lazarus by name. Isn't that right? "Lazarus, get up. Come on out of that tomb." And he that was dead came forth bound hand and foot. Like Pastor Benham would say, no doubt he was, what, started jumping? Huh? I mean, he bound hand and foot. I mean, grave clothes on. Well, you can't, you know, you just can't step out like that, can you? No, you can't. Because they wrapped him like a mummy back there. But he came out of that tomb, didn't he? Thank God. Why? Because Jesus had told him to come out. He had spoken, "Lazarus, come forth." And he came out, and Jesus said, "Loose him and let him go." Thank God. And they loosed him and let him go. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. They took those grave clothes off of him. God set him free. Now, Luke chapter 22, verses 31 and 32. Jesus spoke to Simon Peter and said, "Simon, Simon, Satan hath desired to have thee that he may sift thee like wheat." Verses 31 and 32. Who want to read? Somebody read that for me, please. Luke 22, verses 31 and 32. Read that for me, please. Amen. Satan have desired to have you, Simon, that he may sift you as wheat. And that's what the devil want to do to all of us. Isn't that right? I mean, the devil's not your friend. You realize that Satan is not your friend. He's your enemy. Isn't that right? But we're friends of the Lord Jesus. Jesus said, "You are my friend if what? if you do whatsoever I command you. Amen. Hallelujah. He that is a friend of the world is what? An enemy to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Simon, Simon, Satan hath desired to have thee that he may sift thee like wheat. Satan wanted to destroy you. And he wanted to destroy all the saints, but he can't. But what did Jesus say? But I prayed for you. And when Jesus ascended back to heaven, he's interceding for us now. Isn't that right? He's praying for us. Satan had desired to have that he may sift you like wheat, but I prayed for you that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, what? Strengthen thy brethren. When you're converted, when you get it together, Simon, you're going to get it together. I mean, right now you're running around here, you know, you wishy-washy and all, but you're going to get it together. Hallelujah. And he did get it together, didn't he? You know, Simon denied the Lord, but he wasn't all of them denied him, really, didn't he? I mean, they forsook him. I mean, hallelujah. But when the Lord, hallelujah, he rose from the dead, and when they were in the room, the door was closed and locked all up, you know, and Jesus entered in, just went right through the walls. No, he came in and he forgave Simon, didn't he? He talked to Simon, amen. He talked to him, and he forgave him. What did Jesus say to Simon when he went in there to him? Amen. Hallelujah. You know, he said to John, reach over thy... Because see, Thomas. Thomas was doubting, wasn't he? He said, I'm not going to... They said, we've seen the Lord. He said, except I see the nail prints in his hand, and I don't only want to see that nail print. Except I see the nail prints and put my finger. I mean, look. Y'all telling me this, but look, I got to see with my own eyes. Except I see the nail prints in his hand and put my finger into those prints and thrust my hand into his side, and y'all telling me nothing? I'm not going to believe. But when Jesus came in, he picked him out, and didn't he? Hallelujah. And he, Thomas said, my Lord and my God. Jesus said, because thou have seen me, you believe. But blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Amen. So we got to believe God. We got to believe the word. The word of God is true. You know, when you really are a Christian, you know the Lord. Isn't that right? I'm talking about you know the Lord. Hallelujah. You know him, don't you? And can't nobody keep you or stop you from knowing that you know God. Isn't that right? I mean, God is so real. He's realer than he's more real than the skin on our bodies. I mean, he's la silo on my son. He's so faithful and true. And sile kito masanda ramuhunda. God is real. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. So we talked a little bit about Jesus praying. And he's our example. But I want you all, who the ones that wrote the scripture down, look them up and read them in your spare time. It show you where Jesus went to prayer. He being our example. And if Jesus had to pray, what about you and me? You know we got to pray. Amen. Isn't that right? And saints of God. Give the Lord a hand. Thank God. I thank God for the word of God that's coming forth here. God is really using Pastor Venable, isn't he? Amen. To bring forth the truth, the gospel, because we live in the times we're living in. It's a lot of voices out there, isn't it? A lot of false doctrine being preached. Isn't it? A lot of false doctrine. But Jesus said, if any man will do my will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. Isn't that right? If you do his will, you're going to know the doctrine. You're going to know his teaching. You're going to know his word. You're going to know his truth if you do his will. Because Jesus will lead and guide us and direct us. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Can we really believe that? Can we believe that Jesus is with us all the time? Isn't that right? And that should really be a consolation to us. That should be encouragement. That should be strength to us. Amen. In these last days. Hallelujah. When people are preaching all kind of stuff that's not like God. But I'm glad we know the truth. Amen. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. When you know the truth, nobody can move you off the foundation. For other foundation can no man lay, and that is laid, which is Christ Jesus. No other foundation can no man lay. Hallelujah. One true foundation. Let's come and pray, saints of God. Let's come tonight and pray. For God is faithful. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Stir us up to know we are. We're living in the end time, Lord. We're coming soon, Lord. In the end of the food that got many on the way to hell. But God, give us a love for souls and stuff. A deal, a fool of them. Yes, a fool of them. Save souls, Master. God, help us, Lord God, to be the Makanda Maya, to hear our vessels to be, Lord, to obey your word, Father. God bless our families, Lord. Bless Tina, my people, my Makanda. Bless all our loved ones. God save them, Lord. Fill them with the Holy Ghost, Master. Not only I, but all the saints, loved ones. Save them and fill them with the Holy Ghost, Father. And we pray for this neighborhood, Lord. Go out into this neighborhood, Father. This Tina, my Manda, my people, my Manda. God, convict them, Lord. Convict souls, Lord. Bring them in, Lord, God. Save them. Fill with the Holy Ghost, Master. God, we show that first love within us, Lord God, that we love you with all the things. Put you first in our lives, Lord God. Humble ourselves at your mighty hand, Father. That peace over me, that I eat your people, that my soul, that my mind. God, make us bold witnesses for you, Lord. Swift witnesses for you. True witnesses for you, Lord God. Thank you.
Come on, straight and narrow path. Lord, you know our